Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 5 of the Vex on Vex podcast. My name is VexX, joined with our co-host, Robot.
Oh, hi, audience.
How are you today, sir?
Oh, I'm doing good.
So much is going on in the world that we'll discuss. Yes. But I have a question.
Yes.
We've begun this program together.
Yes.
We're going to record. We're going to talk about the world. We're going to talk about life.
Yes.
I text you and nothing ever happens. Are you not a texter?
I text, but...
No. Like, if I have to get you, right?
Yeah.
I Facebook and I text, and then you'll answer the Facebook thing. Like, what's it called?
The messenger. Well, that pops up in a little bubble, and it makes, like, a weird, loud noise.
But your phone doesn't do that with text? You're supposed to do that
text. It just does like, a ding.
A ding.
Ding. It's like...
But, like, in 2018, man, I'm a texter. I've been texting for, like, Jesus Christ, 10 years solid at this point.
The problem is, and I don't know, maybe I'm just not in with the in crowd. Yeah, I can't type.
Is that what,
like,
it is?
I'm not fast enough.
So how do you respond on Messenger? It's exactly the same thing.
Messenger, there's other ways. You can actually record a one-minute vocal, like voice.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can leave a voice message kind of thing, and then you can go back and forth doing that in, like, real time.
And then it comes up as text on my end?
No, it'll come up as a video.
No, because you always
audio.
Type back when you write me.
Yeah,
back,
I do. But I try to make it short and sweet.
Oh.
That's what I try to do.
But I'm a texter, so my fear is if I send you a text, you're not going to see it.
No, I see most of them.
Okay. Most of them.
Most of them.
I'm a texter. I married my first wife in 2004, and she texted, and I didn't even have texting on my phone back then.
Okay.
So I had to get a new plan and all that shit, and I gotta be honest, now that the smartphones have happened to all of us, man,
texting big machine. Time.
And it makes people not have to talk to other fucking people. Like, back in the day, you had a call somebody on the phone, hey, want to be in the battle of the bands?
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
But now it's like, you text, hey, bud, you want to play a show?
Exactly.
Like, it's a weird dynamic.
I don't know. It seems like there's a negative and a positive of that, because it's kind of separating that whole communication. Like,
well, no, I think it's a negative for real. I think people aren't talking to people anymore. It's like a fucking ordeal, if you will. I mean, they're communicating. I'll tell you this, though. When I was single and you're in a bar, you can text a girl across the bar inappropriate things and see how she responds.
Bingo.
And it works more times than you could ever imagine.
Than trying to come up with a cheesy one-liner.
My name is Vex. But you could say to you, oh, dude, the way I met my current wife, and there's a lot of them, so I should probably stop saying it that way. My third wife, lovely wife, Jay, whose birthday is coming up shortly.
Oh, sweet.
I met her at a bar, and we were talking, and I said, hey, let me see your phone. So she handed me her phone. I took it. I went to her Facebook page. I liked Starscream immediately from her Facebook thing as her.
Oh, geez.
And then I texted me from her phone so I'd have her number.
Nice.
And that shit worked way too well. Like, I remember teaching that to one of our roadies. I'm like, you want to pick up a chick? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you just, like, take her phone, and then you text yourself with her phone, and then you have her number.
Oh, that's cool.
And then
that's
you have the number. So 2 hours later, you could be like, want to go in the bathroom and show me your boobers? And sometimes it works, man. Like, it's shocking, actually.
And that's the nice thing.
Is it a nice thing?
Well, you remember that one time you were doing you did a show. I can't remember where it was. It was with Leroy Spoon.
So 1,000 years
ago? Yes, 1,000 years ago. And you just hand me the mic.
Okay.
And, like, I went up on stage, and there were three girls across from the bar, and I bought them drinks and stuff like that. Nothing happened. You went over and talked to them and was like, you know, you tried to, like, help schmooze them over.
Schmooze.
They tried, like, none of them even bothered to come over. They just waved to me. And I was like, thanks for the free beers. I'm like, God damn it.
I found, as I got a little older, you just have to be confident. And act like you have all the answers. You might not have all the answers,
yeah.
But neither do they.
I know.
That's a David Lee Roth trick. Boozy, boozy, bop, skibbity, bop. I do love me some David Lee Roth.
Oh,
though.
God, yeah.
Did you see the new Star Wars, the most recent Star Wars
film? Yes, I did.
Are you a fan or not?
Yes, I love it.
You love it.
I loved it. I thought it was great. It was a complete different twist to what
we thought was going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, we're going to discuss this in great detail. So, if you are listening to this podcast, Vex on Vex episode number 5, there are sincere spoilers to the most recent Star Wars movie. By the time this comes out, though, on the Podbean app, on the Loud and Loaded Network, I think the DVD is going to be out. So it doesn't even fucking matter at that point. But we're going to discuss this in great detail.
Oh, yes.
Now, the reason I bring this up, Johnny Zero, a close personal friend of mine, hated the movie so bad, he's texting me at 1 o'clock in the morning when he gets out of the theater. I'm asleep.
Yeah.
what the fuck? That movie's a fucker, right? He's screaming at me via text. Yeah. Like I did it. I didn't make the fucking movie.
No.
It gets worse. Oh, we have a previous drummer for the band Starscream. His name is Jimmy Guns. We love him. Good guy. No longer in the project, obviously.
Yeah.
He saw that I posted on Facebook. I saw the shit Friday when it opened at like 9 o'clock in the morning with my wife. We go because we're fucking Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed it. We take a picture next to the big display, the cutout thing, and we're like, this fucking movie's awesome. He sees the movie. He fucking texts me again like it's my fault. This movie sucks. I fucking hate it. Blah, blah, blah.
The hardcore fans.
I'm a hardcore fan.
I understand that. Okay,
you're
the fanboys.
You're a hardcore fan.
The certain fanboys don't understand it. Now, these are my views.
Yes.
Fuck you. Go get a fucking Kickstarter and make your own fucking movie. I enjoyed the goddamn thing.
You have a section of your home
dedicated to Star Wars.
So do I.
Yeah.
So do I. Fuck them. This is a great film.
What was the director's name again?
Ryan
something.
But he's our age.
And yes.
And that means
and
something.
And he did something that really twists the Star Wars universe. And it was like a left hook. Like somebody just literally, whoa, what the heck?
Now,
but it was,
I have questions for you.
Uh-huh.
Is Snoke really dead? In your opinion?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so.
Now, I want to not think so, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
We went and saw it again in the theater because we were like, all right, let's know. Once you know all the surprises,
yeah.
The second time, you can look for details that you missed the first time, which you understand.
Yeah.
My wife and I go again because we're fucking Star Wars nerds. And she's like, no, he has to be dead. It sliced through him and the body fell over. My whole argument was that, well, you know, Luke Skywalker wasn't where he was supposed to be at the end.
Exactly.
But it also didn't react to outside things. When those lasers were fired at Skywalker, he brushes off his shoulder. Nothing happens to him.
Yeah.
Snoke did get cut in fucking half.
Too, yeah.
So why do you think he's still around?
We don't know enough about him.
That's true. There's nothing.
So basically, he could be like, he could be worse than Darth Vader, the Emperor.
Because from canon, when Darth Maul got cut in half, he returned with robot legs.
Yeah.
That's correct,
yes.
Right? So his character wasn't done yet.
Yeah.
That has happened.
Yeah. We don't know. He could actually have... Well, this is really going off the
beaten path. Let's go off, motherfucker. Shit.
He could have already had robot legs. Maybe he's the one that gave the robot legs to Darth Maul.
Because underneath his fucking thing, we don't know what's there, do we?
Exactly.
We have no fucking
idea.
No,
we don't.
Now, they blew up the ship he was on right at the end. Is that what happened? Because she cut through it?
Yeah, she cut through it with the
hyperspace.
Hyperspace, yeah.
Light speed,
yeah.
People fucking dorks don't even know.
Oh, God.
But, so she cuts through it. His ship's destroyed. But then, you know, technically Vader shouldn't have survived the first movie, Episode 4, really, because the Death Star gets destroyed, and he's just in a little fucking thing.
Yeah.
You can't fly that deep into space and, you know what I mean?
No.
On a convoy, at least. So, I don't know. So, you think he's still around?
I think he might. There's a possibility.
Rey, do you think she really is just a poor kid, or was Kylo Ren fucking with her? Like, he's like, you know the truth.
I think he's fucking with her.
What do you think? What do you think she is?
I think she might possibly be Luke's daughter.
I have a theory.
Mm.
It's not my theory, but I've adopted it. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let me hear it.
Do you remember when Palpatine, who was not quite yet the Emperor, at the end when he kills the purple lightsaber guy from Pulp Fiction, what's his name?
He says
motherfucker.
Oh,
Samuel Jackson. Motherfucker. God damn it. Right? And in Star Wars, you can't curse at all. You can drink. Go ahead, dude. Who gives a fuck? So here we go. You got fucking Palpatine did this stabbing motion forward, which had never been done before in all of the screen time for Star Wars ever. It was unique to him. Rey picks up a lightsaber in Episode 7, and that's the first fucking thing
she did
was that stabbing motion. She's really deep in the Force. My theory is that she could be Palpatine's offspring in some capacity.
Mm.
You're making a face like you don't think that's even possible.
I don't know.
Think about it, though.
Maybe, maybe not.
Because, all right, here's the rest of the theory that might win you over. All of Star Wars has always been, right?
Yeah.
A Palpatine who is the Emperor versus a Skywalker, which is Luke. That's the whole fucking deal. Because at the end of the day, Darth Vader worked for the Emperor. The Emperor's the guy we're trying to topple.
Yeah.
That's in Episode 4, 5, and 6. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay? Now, the Skywalker blood is in Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
And the Palpatine blood can be on the light side in Rey, and it's still fucking a Palpatine versus Skywalker.
Did you hear the one theory that they're coming up with?
What is it?
Okay, the theory is that Luke
is
going to try to... he's going to come back as the ghost.
Force ghost.
Yeah, the Force ghost to Kylo. Mm-hmm. And Snook is going to come back as the Force ghost to Rey.
So Rey's going to turn?
I don't know.
I don't see it happening.
I think they're going to mess with them.
I feel like he's
going to mess with her big time.
I feel like if Rey was going to turn, it's her and Kylo Ren in the throne room. Mm-hmm. They killed everybody. The Emperor's fucking guards, everything.
Yeah.
What do you think of the new Emperor's guards? Did you like the design?
I love them. I love them. I thought they were badass. That whole scene where...
It was badass,
it was
right?
completely badass.
I remember, like, you're cheering for Kylo fucking Ren. I'm like, kill him! Ah!
Yeah.
And then immediately he's like, you know your parents are losers. You're a loser.
I know.
You're poor. I'm doing a bad accent. But my point is, Kylo could have turned her right then and there.
Yeah.
And they could have fucking ruled the galaxy because they got the army.
Yeah.
They got the First Order. They could have destroyed the Resistance. What about the Princess Leia shit? She's dead, man, in real life.
Yeah, she's dead in real life.
What are we going to do here?
I don't know.
They're going to show an off-screen death, you think?
No, you know what I think they're going to do is they're going to go, it's going to start off with 10 years later, mm-hmm. and you're going to see a funeral procession.
10 years in the future, you think it picks up?
Yeah.
That's really fucking smart.
I think so. Or maybe 5 years in the future.
And they just say she passed away.
Yeah, she passed away.
Holy shnikes. I like
that. I mean, that's a good... That's the best way to...
That's really smart.
Yeah, it's a smart way.
Abrams comes back for this movie.
Yeah, so I want to see what he's going to do with this. You know, now that Rian Johnson, that's his name, Rian Johnson completely, you know, flipped it, what is he going to do?
I like that Luke Skywalker... in the end, is the hero of the movie.
Yeah.
Which all of my friends seem to lose the fucking thread of.
Well, that's the thing. He after Kylo completely turned on him.
He was going to kill fucking Kylo.
Yeah.
That's some heavy shit,
after
man.
That happens, he becomes an old, you know, crabby old man and just literally doesn't want to be bothered with anything.
He becomes what Yoda was in Empire.
Yeah.
Get away from me. I can't fucking train you.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
You're fucking old. Like, I like that. I like that Luke Skywalker lived long enough to be Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't join the dark side. He made a mistake. To error is a human thing. That's what people do. He admits his mistake, which is glorious.
Mm-hmm.
Vader never does that. I read this weird thing last night prepping for this show.
Yeah.
15 things that make Luke Skywalker better than Darth Vader. And one of them is Darth Vader never admits he's wrong. He kills the fucking younglings. Remember when he does that shit?
Yeah, he kills
them. He never admits that's a negative.
No.
He had all of his arms at that point. He had his legs. He was still a handsome man. And he goes in and kills a bunch of little kids. What the fuck, man?
Is in your head, yeah.
Master fucking Anakin Skywalker just slaughtering children.
He really fucking turned.
Like killing sand people, though a little disturbing.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Like, this is, all right. This is a bit of a departure, and this is, bear with me, because it's going to get dark, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
The joke, and this is parody. Everyone, listen to Vex on Vex podcast.
Yes.
If you watch episode four. The Jawas are supposed to be the Puerto Ricans because they're stealing all the car parts. The African Americans are supposed to be the sand people because they're angry.
Oh,
is that a racist fucking concept? Think about it for a
second. Yeah.
And in the 70s, it kind of worked a little bit. So, anyway, slaughtering a bunch of fucking sand people for some reason.
His mother.
They killed his mom.
Yeah, they killed his mom.
But then they said he killed sand people children, and that bothered me. Like,
yeah.
I am not a gangster.
No.
If I was a gangster, though, I would gladly kill the opposing man.
Yeah, because
I would never hurt the family.
Yeah, doesn't he say, though, one of the first three, he says, after he kills the sand people, I should say the last two. The prequels. He does state... I think it's when he starts turning, he's fighting Obi-Wan.
Okay.
I think he turns and says, I killed them all. None of them deserve to live. You know, something in that words.
I remember that shit.
Yeah, not exact, but
pretty fucking close.
Close, exactly, yeah.
So, yeah, like, he's fucked up.
Yeah.
But then to chop up your own kids that you were hanging out with, and I can't kill children. I can't even kill people. Like, all right, I love cheeseburgers. I love cheese steaks, right? I love steak. Yes. I do not want to go slaughter a cow in any capacity ever. Could I? Yes. Do I want to? Fuck no. Yeah. I go to fucking Acme or ShopRite or Pathmark and buy the shit.
Yeah.
So I'm not really a killer per se.
No.
So the idea of just chopping up a bunch of children with a sword, no less. Like, it doesn't look like using a fucking submachine weapon.
Yeah.
Which, that's disturbing in itself. Another school fucking shooting happened.
Oh, recently. Jesus Christ, yeah.
Came into Scott. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's political. That's all. Yeah, I'm not touching that with a 50-foot pole.
It was really sad.
It was sad.
Back to Star Wars, however. Yes. So, Han Solo's coming out.
Yes.
Fucking soon.
Looks badass.
What do you know about the production? Because a lot of shit went down. Do you know the story?
Yeah, I know that.
Tell us.
Opie takes over. I forget his real name.
No, Ron Howard.
Yeah, Ron Howard. Ron Howard takes over.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, Opie.
Andy Griffith's in the TV Dad's Wrestling. No. So to me, he's Opie. And I got fucking Ralph Mouth and Potsy Weber. They're like in it. But
yeah.
As we're spinning off, I'm sorry. So that's here's the thing. This is what I think happened. Please correct me because you know the story as well.
Yeah.
They had a director. And I heard and I read that he was making the movie kind of like the original Batman series from the 60s. Campy and funny. Which is interesting, but not good.
No.
This is fucking Han Solo, man.
You're talking about Ron fucking Howard. He's going to make this movie fucking awesome.
He reshot 85% of it.
Oh, it's going to be badass.
It was already done, pretty much. Like more than 50 or 60%. He came in and he was like, nah. Because he's a great director,
yes.
He made Splash 1,000 years ago, which is like 35 years for real.
Yeah.
He's been directing that long. He directed before that, too. But there's a lot of movies like Ransom. Remember that
one? Yeah, Ransom was a great movie.
Just good films.
Yeah.
Oh, Backdraft.
Backdraft.
That was a killer fucking movie.
My dad loved that movie.
Because he's a fireman, of course.
Because he's a fireman, yeah.
But it was realistic.
Oh, yes.
For the time, I remember, because we were kids when it came out. We were still like teenagers. But I remember that they were like, this is the most realistic shit.
Yeah. I remember when we rented that movie,
my
dad was there like, yep, that happens. This guy, he's like, damn, Ron Howard's real good. He's like, yep, that happens too. Yep, that could happen. I was like, wow.
All realistic shit.
Yeah.
How the fire dances and it moves around and all that shit. Like, so it's heavy. He took his time. He made a great film.
Did his research.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can't really research what happens in space. However, he did make that fucking space movie. Do you remember that thing for...
what was it? Apollo 13.
Yeah, he's the director.
Yeah, he's the director
of that. And he's got Forrest Gump in it. What's his name?
Tom Hanks.
Great actor.
Yeah, great actor.
I guess he's like America's greatest actor, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
American all-time actor.
He's really... Well, not all-time. Well, but I think in this generation or this time frame, he's kind of the bulletproof guy.
Yeah.
Once in a while, he'll make a movie that's a little weird. But he's always a very fine actor. Like The Green Mile.
Oh, yeah. Likeable. That's...
He even could play a fucker. There's a movie... Fuck, I can't think of the title of it. Something Road. Where he and his kid... He's a hitman for the mob. And it's way back in the day.
Oh, geez. I don't even remember that.
It's a good movie. I'm just blanking. The point is, he's a hitman and he's still a likable fucking hitman.
Yeah.
And he carves up and kills people and he's like, you're like, oh I like him. He's a good guy. Saving Private Ryan, he's in War, he was likable.
Dude.
Anyway, back to our pointed hand.
Yes, back to space.
So Han Solo's coming out.
Yeah.
What, you excited?
Oh, yeah, big time excited. Even Jules is. Kai, he's completely confused. He's like, why is the Millennium Falcon so weird looking? I'm like, Kai.
It's 40 years ago.
It is 40 years ago. You know?
In the timeline of, like, maybe it's longer. Maybe it's like 45, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
The Han Solo character is like 30 in 77. Because around that time, Harrison Ford's about 30, 31 or some shit. So he wasn't a kid.
I would say probably he was like 20, maybe.
Yeah, because it would have been when he, if I'm not mistaken, and we don't know because we didn't see anything yet.
No.
I think it shows how him and Chewbacca met. And you know the canon of that. He's in the academy.
Yeah.
And they're beating a Wookiee.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck that.
Yeah.
And he comes, and then...
And then on top of it, he meets Lando, so...
And there's a first wife in canon, too. He's married to somebody.
Oh, shit. That. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be in there. But yeah, Lando Calrissian. I personally wanted them to bring Billy Dee Williams back for the end.
I know.
But then, no one, it just didn't happen.
It didn't happen, and that's a shame.
Not that, I mean, there's still one more
movie. Yeah, there's possible he's going to be in the next one.
Well, I wouldn't hold my fucking breath.
No, I know. Well, no. Just think about this. They open up with the movie.
Yeah.
5 years in the future.
Yeah.
Princess Leia's funeral. He's there. There you go. There's a spot. He's like, for him. And he says a couple lines, and then that's it.
So you're writing the script for the next movie. You're like, I got this covered.
Well.
What do you think of J.J. Abrams? Do you like him?
Yeah, I like some of his movies. I mean, yeah, I think he did a great job with, like, Super 8, Cloverfield.
You liked Cloverfield.
I loved Cloverfield.
That shaky camera thing's weird. I did like the movie, too, for the time, mm-hmm. but it doesn't hold up for me because that shaky camera thing isn't, like, the best.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he did the Star Trek reboot.
Yeah.
I am not as Trekkie in any capacity.
Me and my wife are. We do like Trek, so.
But I love that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It shows Kirk as a kid. It shows, like, the arc of how he becomes the captain. He's the youngest one. It was a good thing. And I like the guy they chose for Spock. I don't know if he's a casting person.
He was the dude in Heroes.
See, I never saw Heroes.
Okay, you never saw Heroes.
But I saw
Heroes.
American Horror, and he did a season of American Horror.
Okay, yeah. He was in Heroes. He was the bad dude.
The like, bad dude?
Yeah, well, what he could do is he could absorb all every other hero's powers.
Wow.
But he'd have to cut your head open and basically, like, play with your brain. That's basically what it was.
Well, that's upsetting. Yeah. I'm cutting my head open. I'm a bald guy. It would fuck me up irreparably. Like, what's up with your head, man? Bad guy cut my head open.
Took my powers.
He took my stage presence. I couldn't even tell you.
Well, he kills you.
Does he kill you?
Yeah, when he does that.
Well, gee, that's so dark,
He
Rob.
Takes off your whole entire head. That's just what I was hearing about the whole thing. And he takes off your head, cuts it all off, and then he takes it off, and then he kind of like puts his hands in your brain, and it sucks out the powers.
Was this on television?
Yeah, but they didn't. They never showed it, though. That was the thing.
Well,
they never showed it.
I want to see it, man.
Yeah, so do I.
All right, we're going to take a short break, so bear with me, and we'll be right back. And welcome back to episode number 5 of the Vex on Vex podcast.
Yes, Robot, sir.
When you were a kid,
yes,
who was your absolute favorite Star Wars character and why?
IG-88.
It still is, though.
It still
Nothing
is.
Nothing changed.
Nothing has changed.
All right. This is weird. We discussed IG-88.
Yes, we did.
Get deep into it. We already did before. When you were... So that was... bear with me, because this is important.
Yeah.
Star Wars episode 4... comes out and there's no IG-88 in that.
No.
So, but you, I assume you liked the movie, like I liked the movie when you were really little.
Yeah, yeah.
So who was your character? Who did you like?
No, well, see, this is the thing. Sure. My dad took me. It was the first time I ever went to a movie theater. My dad took me to go see Empire Strikes Back.
And I went to see it too. Yeah. And we were little when that shit came out.
The first one, we had to wait until it was like released on VHS.
My parents set up a fucking projector, old school, in our living room, and had a fucking screen and all this shit I didn't know existed in our house, and somebody brought over a copy of it before VCRs existed.
8mm,
so still in the 70s, as a little kid, I saw fucking Star Wars, and I was just like, in our living room eating popcorn. It was like fucking, like I felt like the like coolest people on the planet Earth. It was really weird. So, all right, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I just always kind of gravitated towards Luke when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you know, he lost his family. It's so sad. And then I went to kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And we, like, visited the first grade classroom during our break.
Yeah.
And I didn't – I went to St. George's for my grade school, but I went to St. Adalbert's for kindergarten because back then St. George's didn't have,
one. Yeah.
Didn't have a fucking kindergarten. So I go in, and the first graders are just going fucking nuts, and they're all playing with their pretzels we used to get at the school.
Yeah,
the salt pretzels, and they're playing Star Wars because the teacher wasn't in the room.
Yeah.
And they all want to be Han Solo. And in my head, I was like, why would you like Han Solo? It's all about Luke. What are you doing? I mean, I'm fucking 4. But, four.
Yeah.
I was upset. You didn't have any – you didn't feel the Luke thing? You
well, no. I see, this is the thing. I enjoyed all the characters, but something just stood out. Probably because when I was younger, before I saw the movie, I was always into like Mazinger Z, Ultraman, you know, those kinds of things.
Okay.
And for some reason, I saw IG-88, and even though he was only in there for like 30 seconds, not even that long, it was just like, I want to know more about this bounty hunter.
Sure.
He's badass looking, you know.
Dude, the toy was striking.
Yeah.
Like I still have it. I have my IG-88 in the next room. Like, it's a cool fucking character. Now, I didn't play with it much, but just to look at it. All the detail in the body, the feet, the arms, how they work. They had those two little claws at the end. You could hold two guns at the same time. Like,
well, actually, it was three claws. There's one that goes underneath.
Well, that's like the high-end cool
shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have a life-size IG-88 in your basement. I'm talking 1970, 81, I guess, right? Is 81 Empire?
Yeah, I think 81.
77. 80-
Yeah, 81 because it had to been. Yeah, because 83 was.
Maybe it was 80. Maybe it was 77, 80, and then 83. I would tell RP to look it up, but that's you.
It's you, yeah.
So you can't fucking look it up.
Yeah, I can't look it up.
I'm going to look it up on my phone. So continue telling us an IG-88 story.
But no, I just wanted to know more about IG-88. So, I mean, when the Bounty Hunter book came out, I started looking for that, and then I found it at that Second and Charles used store, so I bought it there. And I, when I read it, I was like, there's four of them, you know, because there's A, B, C, and D.
Yeah, you said
and
that.
I'm like, oh, my God.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah.
It came out May 20th, 1980.
Okay, so it was
77, 80, 83.
83, yeah.
And then by the time 83 came around, my mom had signed me up for some kind of weird magazine. I have no idea what the title. It was for kids, though. It was like a kid magazine.
Highlights, maybe?
See, it was glossy and shit, though. Maybe it was Highlights. I don't know. But the cover of it was Luke Skywalker with the green lightsaber on Jabba's fucking transport.
Oh, shit.
And I hadn't seen the film yet, you know, but the book comes and you're like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And he was dressed in all black and all that shit. So what was your take on him then dressing in all black for Jedi? And then,
oh, I thought he was badass.
And then what you know now, was he flirting with the dark side?
I don't think he was. Maybe he was flirting with the dark side, and that's why he wanted to be left alone and nobody to bother him.
Sure.
And he just wanted to live his life out and die, you know? And that's basically what I think he wanted to do. So it's a possibility that he was flirting with it the first time in you know, the third movie and in, you know, the last movie that just came out.
My wife's smarter than I am. Okay. I'm a fanboy, right?
Yeah.
So the movie starts, and when he shows up and he greets Leia and he gives her the fucking dice off the fucking Millennium Falcon, I'm all like, ah! And she's like, he looks younger. And I was like, yeah, he's ready to fight. He looks fine. But she picked up on
she picked on him right away.
That it wasn't what he actually looked like.
Yeah, because Julie was like, caught it too.
Fucking women, man.
Women, they're just so, you know.
Details,
yeah. So, yeah, because she's like, we're walking out, and I completely didn't miss it. I was just like, they're fighting, you know, and I was just like,
oh. Right?
But I wasn't picking out that, wait, his beard ain't gray anymore. It was brown.
And then another thing that my wife caught that I didn't, he had no footprints. Everybody who stepped in the fucking snow. The red would show up underneath.
Yeah.
And it didn't for him.
Well, it wasn't snow. That was actually like sand.
Was it white sand?
Yeah, it was like white sand.
Over top of the red sand.
Yeah, because I don't think it was snow.
It was cold as fuck there.
Well, maybe it was.
Hoth-esque.
Okay.
I don't know either. But when you made footsteps, the red stuff underneath showed up, and he didn't. And she noticed this shit.
Yeah.
I'm all like, this is amazing. We're watching Star Wars on the big screen.
Bobby.
Yeah, and she's like, look, there's no... I'm like, stop talking! Star Wars! She loves to yell at the screen.
Yeah.
She's a woman of color. She's Puerto Rican.
Yes.
They really like talking during films. It's fucking real. And I cringe because I'm a Caucasian American. And it makes me sad in my heart. I'm like, please just watch me. Okay. Okay.
I'm just going to ignore what you just said.
No, but she just gets loud. And then if someone says something, then it's my job to punch them in the face. So it's like, yay. No, I would punch them in the face, but it doesn't come to that.
No.
Anyway. Star Wars. As a child, even then, IG-88's your guy. You've never wavered. It's been 40 years, man.
I know. I never wavered. I always liked his design.
Now, as an older man, I am Darth Vader to the bone. I fucking love Lord Vader. That is my shit. But as a kid, I was like, Luke Skywalker's great, and I hate Darth Vader. He's so bad. He's a meanie.
No, it's, I just want to.
Did you have a lot of toys? Because you have siblings. Like the Star Wars toys?
Yeah, I had a lot of them. My dad wished he never gave them to me because my sister got a hold of them, my brothers got a hold of them, and then I started to do the same thing that they were doing.
Which was?
Used to give them manicures, throw them in fires.
I think all kids do
Yeah.
I didn't give anybody manicures.
We taped a... We taped a... I think it was the transport that you put the figures in.
Yes, I know it well.
Yeah. Well,
I hated that fucking thing.
Well, I got it for like a Christmas gift from one of the, you know, many, many
aunts
and uncles that I have. And I remember like I had it for like 3 years and I even thought it was stupid and we started throwing little like M80s in it and then put the figures in it, pushed it and lit it and ran and then boom.
Boom! Yeah, I didn't have the technology to acquire M80s at the tender age of six. It just was beyond my fucking pay grade, I guess. I didn't have that kind of stuff. I lost my fucking thread. I had an original AT-AT Walker that I destroyed on stage. I think I told you that.
Yeah, I still have my AT-AT Walker. The only problem is when I was moving from Philadelphia to Delaware,
yes,
I lost three legs. And I don't
That's
know.
That's fucking impossible.
I lost three legs.
They don't come off.
Yes, they do.
How?
You pop them down. They pop off the legs.
I would never do it.
Next time you come to my house, I'll show you.
Any legs
no, off. I'll show you. No, it's in the crawl space underneath the.
But your son has it.
Yeah, he has one, and then I have one.
So you have two.
Yeah. Mine's just in storage because I want to buy three more legs, so I'm trying to look on, you know, eBay. But, you know, the scalpers are so goddarn, you know, overpriced. $50 for one leg. It's like, fuck you. Yeah.
No, but you can do research. I got the replacement, the turrets, and does it go in the mouth?
Yeah.
I got those pretty inexpensively.
Yeah, well, I already have those.
The one I bought didn't have them.
Yeah.
I bought an 83... I guess an 80 now, because yeah, it's an 83. So original in the box, the whole, I have the box in the other room.
Yeah.
Set up and display in my house because I think I'm 7 years old, even though I'm in my fucking 40s. But yeah, AT-AT Walker.
AT-AT Walker. Yeah, it is a good toy.
As a child, this is like the controversy I uncovered. So when The Force Awakens is approaching its release date, which is now 2.5 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Friends of myself, started to scour online to build up our collections again, like fanboying.
Yeah.
Fanboying, right? There's a thing called the Droid Factory. Do you remember the Droid Factory?
Yes, I remember the Droid Factory.
I owned the Droid Factory.
You can get the Droid Factory.
They fucking re-released the exact same thing as Jabba's Factory.
Really?
You didn't fucking know that,
no,
did you?
No, I didn't.
Like they're like a year apart or whatever.
Yeah.
Because the movies come out in 80 and 83. They re-released the whole base, everything. They just add a different figure. They paint one section differently, and it's Jabba's Factory. And when I discovered
Holy
this,
shit.
I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I thought I felt like some fucking thing. And I, like, emailed my friend about it, and he's like, yeah, no, everybody knows that. Shut up. I'm like, no, this is a big deal. This is crazy. They're using the same mold. He's like, yeah, shut up.
Yeah, it's the same mold and everything.
But I had the Droid Factory. Now, the Droid Factory was cool because you could give an R2-D2 assembled in the Droid Factory the third leg. Do you remember that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, they have the Droid Factory because me at that comic book shop that me and you went to, it was there. It's the new one. Yeah. I mean, not the new one. It's the old one. Yeah, the original. The one that you had to mail away for, if I'm not mistaken.
Shit, did you?
Yeah, I think so.
I remember you had to mail away for. Remember when they get off the Millennium Falcon, they're inside the belly of that giant thing and they wear the face masks?
Yeah.
Had to mail away for that shit. I didn't get the concept of it. I was like fucking five. I was like, what do you mean we have to mail away? But my parents did it. They were cool. And they would like, they'd get three versions because you only allowed one per name. So my mom would get one, my dad would get one, and I would get one. So we'd get three of everything, which is
pretty
fucking
cool. Oh,
Jesus,
that's fucking awesome.
Cool parents, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I didn't grasp it at the time, but I had a bunch of jetpacks that you couldn't buy in the store, the face masks you couldn't buy in the store. Minoc, is that what they were called? The fucking.
Yeah, the Minocs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you mail away for all that shit back in the day. It was like a big deal. And they. I think later they explained that they weren't ready for sale. That documentary that's on Netflix that you told me about, The Toys of Our Generation.
Yeah.
What was it called?
The Toys That Made Us.
The Toys That Made Us. They go into it, and they is it Mattel?
Kenner.
Kenner. And they go to Kenner like, yeah, we weren't ready.
So, no, they weren't.
So we did mail away, and then we waited 6 months, and you got your shit, but you paid up front.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant.
That was brilliant.
I don't know.
They did it, and they people fell for it, and literally they sucked that up.
I hated the Darth Vader doll when I was a kid. The original one, like the 77 one, the 80 mold.
Yeah, there's different molds of them.
But in the 90s is when it changes. Like when we were in the 90s, I was trying to get girls. I wasn't playing with fucking toys anymore.
Yeah.
Which is ironic. So listen, so I spend the entire 80s collecting toys, the 90s and the early 2000s chasing women, and now that it's 2018, I'm buying all the toys back again, which I think is a weird fucking dichotomy.
No, not really. It's kind of...
you never stop, though.
Yeah, I mean, I basically, you know, played around with, okay, if I'm at Toys R Us, I see something I like. You know, for a while, I was getting tons of those Gundam model kits.
But you just collected the whole time.
Yeah, I was collecting all the time.
I didn't. I stopped. And now it's like a nostalgia for me. I don't want anything new. Like, all right, I came to your house, and you have the coolest Megatron I've ever seen in my entire fucking life, which I still didn't buy, by the way, but I have to soon.
Yeah.
That Megatron, I want that on my desk. Yeah. I want that guy sitting on my fucking desk looking at me.
Like I said, they have they also have the MP version that they released not too long ago, but you're going to pay like $200 for that. But if you get the knockoff, the knockoff is just as good, and it's better. $70
It's fucking beautiful, man. Like, I was so impressed with your Megatron. So I see that, and I'm like, I need that. You have original Mega Supreme. You have the knockoff original Mega Supreme, which I had both. I had a blue one, and I had a fucking the regular one.
Yeah.
The blue one looked cooler.
The blue one was pre-Diaclone.
I don't know what that means.
Diaclone was where he came from, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yeah, because remember, when Transformers, when they went to the Japanese toy convention,
sure,
they went Hasbro, and they were looking for new IPs to, you know, suck up, and they saw Diaclone and Microchangers and all these other ones, and that's when they said, we want to do this, and most of them were owned by Diaclone. We got to put them all together. Boom. That's what they did.
Interesting.
And they wrote the story and everything, why they were there in Tokyo, the CEO.
So that toy existed before it was rolled into the line for
basically, yeah.
No shit.
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
And they just put a fucking...
They changed the colors and everything.
He was an
Hasbro.
Autobot, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And they put an Autobot sticker on him? They made
yeah.
Fucking red.
Omega Supreme was an Autobot.
Omega Supreme. You have the fucking planet from the movie.
Yeah. I got both planets. I got Cybertron, which was Prime. He's the Cybertron.
Okay.
And then you got the one that eats everything. What's his name? Now I forget his name. Wow, that's really stupid. I forget his name now.
As do I.
Everybody's screaming at the radio.
We're pausing this, and we're going to find out what it is. Bear with us. Welcome back to the Vex on Vex podcast. It is...
Unicron.
Unicron for the win.
I feel so bad.
You fucking have Unicron.
I have Unicron.
In your fucking house, man.
Yes.
Like I go in, I'm like...
Dude, I have Unicron.
So we're recording this episode in my house.
Yes.
Fuck that. We should always record them in your basement all the time.
Yeah, and we could just talk about toys a lot.
Because you have those giant monitors, so we can watch whatever the fuck we want.
Exactly.
One screen, and there's two screens.
Yes.
So we can both see the shit clearly. The internet is fucking fast as fuck. It's awesome. And you're just surrounded by all these amazing toys.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever get into He-Man as a kid?
As a kid, I was. I got into it real big time as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, and when it was first out, but it kind of just dwindled.
For you?
Yeah, it dwindled.
I got Snake Mountain, and, all right, everybody had Grayskull, I think, as a kid. Because if you remember correctly,
we had Grayskull, we had Snake Mountain, we had all the vehicles, we had Battle Cat, I mean, yeah.
Panther. So I had all that shit too, right? We all bought it. It was great. I liked it, actually.
Believe it or not, my brother Mike, he was the one that was really big into He-Man
for a while. But then it got weird. Fisto was a fucking character.
Yeah.
He's like, hi, I have a big hand. Like Fisto, I wasn't sexual at 7, but had I been, I'd been like, Fisto's a bit peculiar. You know what I mean? And then the slime guy.
And the skunk.
was a stinker. His name was fucking Stinker. What the fuck, man? Like,
Stink Gore.
So I buy Snake Mountain. I'm sorry. My family buys me Snake Mountain for some Christmas because I'm loving me some He-Man. Snake Mountain's retarded. At least there was a throne room in Castle Grayskull. At least, right? Snake Mountain had a fucking net.
Yeah.
And the speaker, which never really worked.
And you would just move a little lever to move his mouth.
And that's all it was.
That's all it was.
Fuck this, man.
Mattel is the worst company ever they've become.
They are not the worst company
ever. They've become the worst company.
I feel like ExxonMobil's a little worse than fucking...
Okay, yeah. Well,
just kidding.
I'm saying in toy facts.
You have to say that.
Yes, in toy facts. I'm sorry.
Why is it the worst?
Because, you know what? They got the license for Voltron, okay? They put out this Voltron that was almost 2 feet tall.
Awesome.
I have it.
Okay.
The work was so shoddy.
Okay.
That you paid $450 for this fucker.
Okay.
And it was a subscription thing. So every piece by piece, you got one, and then you got a figure, and then you got another lion. Everything was shoddy. The stickers were put on horribly. inside. Like, really? Yeah, crooked. There was spray over in from the white to the yellow or the red. There were parts that weren't working properly.
Now, I know this is a podcast, and they can't see your face, but you are so impassioned. You're mad as fuck about
it. I was. I spent all that money for a piece of shit.
But it looks great in your
house. Oh, yeah, it does. I mean, but...
And let's be honest. We're not... Even your son's getting out of that age. Like, where you really just sit down and play with them. We just put them for display.
We put them for display, or there's what they call toyography.
Which is?
Which is you take them, like, to a certain place, like outside or something. You position them like they're going to fight or anything. Okay. And you take pictures, and then you put them on Instagram. And, you know, because there's so many filters, but there's other apps that you can buy or download.
Whenever it snows, somebody makes a Hoth scene in their yard.
Oh, yeah.
And I just got to get off my ass, and I just got to make one. I got the AT-AT. What was Luke's fucking thing called in
Hoth? The Snow Speeder.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Snow Speeder.
That fucking jet thing?
Yeah, like that wraps around the AT-AT. Yeah,
so I got a Snow Speeder, finally. I have an AT-AT. I used to have the bases, like when I was little.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like the base. I used it. The concept was weird to me because in the movie, they like dig trenches. It's like trench warfare, right? Mm-hmm. So they're in. And the fucking toy didn't really accurately do that for me. Like, they should have made more of a platform and then a drop-off where the character could stand.
Yeah.
And put the guns behind it. I wish they would have done that. But they didn't.
Probably too expensive.
I would think so.
You know.
But there were two. There were two like that had to go together for the Hoth base. I had the bigger of the two where you could hit the button and the thing topples in. You know what I'm talking about? The crossover bridge?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan of it. But I liked that part of the movie. I liked Star Wars a great deal.
Oh, yeah. Who didn't? It was like instilled in us.
Was it instilled? I don't know if it was instilled. It was just really fucking cool, man. Like, it was definitely a novel concept at the time. The second Empires to this day.
It is hands down the best.
It's so good.
Yeah.
The ending. They did that in Clerks, like when they just discuss it in great detail, how it's like a downer, but it is. It's just a dark fucking.
Yeah, it's a dark.
And then there's
movie.
That shot where Luke Skywalker and Leia are inside the giant fucking like transport and they're in space and they're like, you know, they're kind of sad and melancholy, but there's still hope. And I hated fucking Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't even that advanced. Jedi comes out in 83. I was 7 fucking years old when the movie came out, and even then I'm like, Ewok suck.
Yeah, everybody hated the Ewoks.
But who was it for? If we were little kids and we hated the fucking Ewoks, who was it for?
Yeah, that's the thing.
It was a marketing ploy. Like, it was supposed to be a fucking planet of Wookiees. Like, that'd have been fucking awesome.
Well, believe it or not, you'd be surprised. A lot of women, a lot of girls, they were into the Ewoks.
See?
So,
having the vagina.
Princess Leia, you know, she was with the Ewoks, and they made her, like, you know, she was, like, their friend, and she was taking care of them
and
stuff.
I guess, like, Ewok little dolls you could hug and shit. I don't know, man.
Kind of.
No, if you're a little girl.
I think what he was trying to do, Lucas, was he was trying to get more women into it. I think by then he wanted to get, and it would sell more toys. If I'm not mistaken, they did do like a stuffed animal kind of Ewok thing.
Oh, no, several.
Yeah.
Several stuffed animal Ewoks. They were fucking everywhere.
Oh, see, I didn't care about them, so that's why.
Gizmo. No, Gizmo's not that.
Yeah, that's Gremlins. Wait.
Oh, Gremlins. Man, my parents fucked up. We saw that in a drive-in theater when I was a little kid, and it was a gnarly movie. You're like, oh, my God, the Gremlins. The fucking dad was so creepy. He's like, I'm a salesman. Don't fear.
I want something for my son.
Yeah, remember that fucking guy?
Yeah.
What a creepy bastard. The really fucking sexy chick from fucking Fast Times at Ridgemont High is in that movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I think so.
She married that. Here's the thing. This is how old we are. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what her fucking name is. I can see her in my mind. I have no idea who her husband is or what his name is. I can see him in my mind. Kevin?
Bacon?
No. Mm-hmm. Fuck. All right. This is. We're Vex on Vex podcast. This is going down the rabbit hole. A tangent just to find out this person's name. You ever seen a movie called The Big Chill?
No.
A little before your time.
Yeah.
There's a movie where the guy plays the president. He's not. So the president gets sick, and they bring in this guy, and he's like, hey, I'm like the president. No. Fuck. All right, we're just going to put you on hold and look it up. God damn it. Hold on. the power of the Google. Okay, we're back to the Vex on Vex podcast.
Yes, we are.
We are discussing Phoebe Cates, who is the really fucking cute hot chick in Fast Time at Ridgemont High. She shows her boobies, and then she shows up again in Gremlins a couple times.
Yeah.
And then she's in some fucked up movie with her current husband, Kevin Kline, since 1989. Fuck, what was that movie called? I Love You to Death.
Okay.
With Tracy Ullman and a dead River Phoenix. Is that his name?
Yeah, River Phoenix.
He's the
Phoenix.
Dead one, right?
Yeah, he's
the other
dead.
One's still alive. With the fucked up fucking face. That one lives. No, so Phoebe Cates. Still fucking breathtakingly beautiful.
Yeah.
Married fucking Kevin Klein in 1989, who's a big star in. I remember Fish Called Wanda. Remember that movie?
Yeah, I remember Fish.
He was in that.
Wanda. Yeah.
The Big Chill was in. He was in a bunch of movies. And then he's like a little creepy old man now, and she's still fucking stellar.
Yeah.
That's why my wife is 12 years younger than me. Just saying.
Smart man.
Not enough smart. I'm vain. That would be the word. Fucking vain. But that's okay. Phoebe Cates, hottie. Continuing on the Star Wars trajectory.
We are jumping all over the place.
That's okay. You're supposed
to.
It's a fucking podcast.
I know.
How do you feel about how it's going to end? Do you think it'll be a disappointment? Episode number 9.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen?
I really have no clue.
Oh, come on.
Well,
you did the same thing I did. You read all the fucking theories online and shit.
Yeah, kind of. But then I started pulling away from them because it was like, you know what? Let's see what JJ is going to do with this.
Well, he's coming back. He's the guy.
Yeah, he's going to be directing it again. So let's see what JJ is going to do.
Now, how'd you feel about 7 overall as a movie?
7 overall? I liked it.
Okay.
But I personally think 8 was a lot better.
Really?
Yeah.
People liked 7 and didn't like 8. So many, I wish Johnny Zero was here because he'd be screaming right now. Fuck it, that's not my Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody. Well, that's because Mark Hamill wasn't. But Mark Hamill, he's an actor. He's supposed to be. His job is not what he wants. It's what the director wants.
Mark
envisioned.
Hamill is now the same age that Obi-Wan
Kenobi
was in the first one.
Exactly.
But he's not the fucking hero of the movie anymore. He's a little old man.
Exactly.
And he did the same kind of thing that Obi did.
Yeah, but in a different way, in a spin.
In a spin.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I liked it. I don't care what anybody says. That's why I stay away from like all them commenters and stuff. They just go angry keyboard warriors.
How did you feel about the one before it, the backstory to the Death Star?
The backstory to the Death Star?
Yeah, I can't think of the name of it right now. The movie right before this one.
Not the Death Star. What the heck was it called? Star Killer.
No, that's not what I'm saying. There's a movie that came out.
Rogue One.
What were your thoughts on Rogue One?
I enjoyed it.
I fucking hated it.
How did you hate it?
The only thing that saves that movie for me is the amazing Darth Vader ending. Here's why I hated it. I didn't give a fuck about any of those characters. I mean, none of them. I didn't give a fuck.
Oh.
And I get this whole thing about this little girl who I don't give a fuck about, I might add. Here's what kills me. The black guy, Forrest Whitaker, the actor, is a phenomenal fucking actor. I mean, for real. I don't know what you know about his career.
Okay.
That guy's a fucking actor. He's in the movie like 3.5 fucking minutes. Like, there was all this shit they cut out that should have been fucking in there. He's a great actor, I'm telling you, as far as
actors go. Yeah.
So he finds a little girl, and that's it. And then we see her in like a fucking jail cell. And then the guy who fucking helps her out of prison or whatever, he murdered some dude in an alley. Remember that shit? The troops were coming. I didn't like him already. He's already a fucking murderer. I don't need that in my life, you know? Fucking weird guy. And then, all right, I kind of like the blind guy and the other guy dynamic. Are they gay? I don't know, but they're saying they're fucking gay. Did you read all that shit? That they're like homosexual lovers?
No, I didn't know.
You know about that?
No.
So that's the theory. That's why I was like, oh, he died. I like the blind guy a lot. That was kind of cool. I like the other guy. That kid who was helping her, I don't know his name in the movie,
mm-hmm.
was supposed to be the Han Solo character of the movie, and he's no fucking Han Solo. I didn't like him. I just didn't feel it.
Okay.
I didn't like the pilot that saved him at the end. He was like too weird and all over the place and kind of weak. They took an actor who built the Death Star.
Yeah.
Urso?
Yeah, I think that's his last name, Urso.
I don't know. It didn't work for me. Krennic, I liked. I liked him. He was all right. Here's what kills me. So I'm watching this fucking movie, this whole fucking movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I'm like, it's okay. Then you see like an AT-AT walker and you get excited.
Yeah.
And then it's the end. They shoot the fucking male lead. Krennic shoots the lead and the guy falls off the edge. And I'm like, you know what? If they kill that fucking guy, if he really dies, this is a great fucking movie, right?
Yeah.
Then she gets up on top of the building where she's going to do the whole thing and send the thing. Krennic shows up with a gun to kill her. And that guy magically appears and shoots Krennic and Krennic dies. Fuck that.
Yeah, but they die at the end.
They said that it was so popular, they're going to make a fucking movie about them now. They didn't die at all. Isn't that upsetting?
But the planet was exploding.
I hear you. But did you see them die?
No.
So the theory is they're going to make, well, Disney likes making Star Wars movies. That's the whole
thing.
So they're taking those two people and they're going to fucking story together. I didn't like her. I didn't like him. Fuck them both. But if he would have died climbing that tower, I would have bought in. I was like, they killed him. Good for them. This is a war movie. You'd fucking kill somebody. No, he's alive. No, he kills Krennic. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
And then the black guy, he just dies at the planet at the end. Remember, he's like, I'm not going to leave. I'm just going to stay here and die. You have a good day. What the fuck was that? No, seriously. Remember? No,
yeah.
They didn't use him enough. I'm telling you, Forrest Whitaker's a bad motherfucker, dude. And conceptually, he had the same breathing apparatus that, like, fucking Vader did, which I kind of felt nostalgic about.
Yeah.
They show Vader's fucking, like, lair, which is really cool. The actor portraying Vader looked great.
Yeah.
He fucking wrecked a whole bunch of people. I like that. There's an Easter egg in episode 3, if you've ever noticed, when they're in the throne room.
Okay.
There's a fucking spot, a chair that's open between the commanders, fucking Grand Moff Tarkin or whatever his
name. Yeah, Moff Tarkin.
And the other leaders and Vader, and there's an open fucking chair. That's Krennic's chair.
Oh, shit.
Isn't that cool?
That's fucking real cool. I like that. Yeah, that I like.
But that movie could suck my dick. Fuck that movie. And like the only part that does it is Vader comes in and is slaughtering motherfuckers. And I'm like,
yeah.
And they show Leia at the end. I like that.
Yeah, that was real well done.
The Grand Moff thing, I don't know. Like the eyes, it's a computer-generated person.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I thought it was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Fuck that movie. If I never, okay. And that's the only one I can watch on Netflix because no one gives a fuck about that movie.
No, like, nobody does because it's a side story.
So fuck, I don't know.
I mean, I enjoyed it.
Now,
real shocker. I like the robot.
No, I like the robot too. I did. I liked his personality and everything. Yeah. He was interesting.
He was played by, have you ever seen Firefly?
Of course not.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that is. But go ahead.
Well, he was played by the Alan Tudyk. I can't pronounce
Alan Tudyk?
Tudyk, yeah. Okay. He was in Transformers, the German guy.
Okay.
Yeah. He was that German guy that was protecting the crazy one that was worked for the set number 7 or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So he did the voice for him, and you know, I enjoyed it. I thought it was well done. It's a shame that he died. It did. You know, they blew the fuck out of him. But he was there to save him.
But like, if I never saw that movie, I'm fine. I didn't need that fucking little story leap between. I didn't need it. I didn't fucking.
I'm gonna have to watch it again.
No, I watched it a few times, and there's.
I only watched it once.
Oh.
Yeah. See. I didn't watch it on Netflix.
Okay.
So
I'm going to tell you a secret.
Yes.
That no one knows.
Okay.
My wife will never listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
But if she does, I'm sorry, honey. I'm a huge Star Wars nerd.
Mm-hmm.
That morning that Rogue One came out, she goes to work. She's like, don't go see the Star Wars movie without me. And I'm like, oh, I promise. I went to the gym. I ran my 4 miles and I got right in my fucking car and I saw Rogue One at 11:30 a.m. And I watched it because I had to pick up her son from school, my stepson, from school. And I watched it, and she still didn't know. And then she's like, did you ever go see the movie? I'm like, oh, no, not at all. And then when it came on Netflix, I was like, yeah, we can just watch it together. And then, but the point is, I saw the fucking movie the day it came out, and that movie. I was like in the movie theater, I was like, this sucks. I hated it. I didn't fucking identify. Like, I didn't care about these characters. And the guy playing the Han Solo part, fuck that guy. There was nothing there. I was like, eh. Did you like the chick? Did you like her? In the coming fucking attractions, in the trailer, there's all this shit that's not in the movie.
Oh, they cut it out.
Which really upset me. Like, they got that chick dressing with the red hair to look like the leader from fucking before. Yeah. That was kind of interesting. But, like, I don't know, man. Just for me. Now, if you liked it, that's cool. I'm not, you know, being negative. But why wouldn't you watch on Netflix? It was on Netflix for months.
Yeah, I know. I just never got a chance to. Because I seen it once, and I was like, eh.
So you didn't like it either?
No, it wasn't that
you
I didn't
fibber.
Like it. I didn't fib.
So tell me.
No, I liked it, but it was, you know, it was entertainment. It was like something to hold me over till the next movie.
Till fucking episode 8 came
out. Yeah,
which
exactly.
was really fucking good.
Good, yes.
There's a huge backlash. People just don't like it.
I don't understand Star Wars people anymore. You know, it's like I just rather just enjoy what I like, you know? And I thought it was really good. You know, everybody was complaining about the porgs. I didn't think the porgs were overdone. I thought it was a cute little segment. Yay, wee.
What, that planet where that thing?
Yeah, the porgs that Chewbacca was eating. And then they were all like...
Oh, no,
yeah,
no, I like that. That was
and
adorable.
Then the
you know what I
crystal?
Done without? I could have done without the whole fucking gambling planet thing.
Yeah, everybody
I didn't need
did.
That. I didn't need that.
Oh, do you know? Here's a little fact.
Go ahead.
The one alien that's shoving coins into BB-8,
yeah.
voiced by Mark Hamill.
Get out.
Yeah, he'd been wanting to do a voiceover for
But he's in the fucking movie.
I know, but he wanted to, so that, and Ryan Johnson was like, here, we'll give you a character.
That's nice.
Yeah, so he did that. But I mean, you know, it was, you know, 8 was good. I liked everything about it. The new, those land speeder kind of things that they had on the red planet.
Sure, sure.
I thought those things were badass.
The ancient vehicles.
Yeah, the ancient vehicles. They look like B-wings, but like...
Totally.
Yeah, like, did. But for, but they were on the land.
For
so,
surface.
Yeah, surface and everything. But yeah, I don't have no complaint with the movie. Me and Kyle want to watch it a couple more times when it comes out on DVD.
I'm the same way. I'm going to buy it as soon as it comes out.
Exactly.
And I liked 7. I liked 8. This year we get Han Solo. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm looking forward to it.
And the guy doesn't exactly look like Han Solo.
No.
But he doesn't not look like Han Solo. And I saw him in the clothing and I could see it.
Yeah.
I could see it. And I don't know if you know anything about that actor. I watched this fucked up movie. We probably have to pause this again because I have no fucking idea. Oh, maybe I do know what it's called. Is it Hail Caesar or some shit? Ocean's 11 guy. Who's that fucking actor guy? He's really famous. He's
oh God, I just
fucking. We're so old.
We're old.
So
this is what happens with our memories.
We're old men.
What's his name?
We're just gonna have to pause.
Okay,
thank you for bearing with us. We are back.
We're old men.
It's George Clooney's the actor we were talking about.
Yes,
he's in a movie called Hail Caesar. Did you ever see that movie?
No, I did not.
It's fucking weird. It's set in like 1950s, if not early 60s Hollywood. It's a cool movie. Like a lot of snappy dialogue. No, you know what? I guess it's older. I would say it's like maybe late 40s, 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the guy playing Han Solo has a bit part in that movie, and he's charming. And he's smart, and he's nice, and it's like not a lot of talk, and he plays like a fucking a cowboy actor.
Yeah.
Really a cowboy in real life, ends up being an actor. The bottom line is, I'm excited to see him play Han Solo. I think it would be good.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the young man who's playing Lando Calrissian?
Danny Glover? I think that's
I believe
who it is.
Danny Glover's an old
not
man.
Danny Glover. Donald Glover?
Yes, I think that.
Yeah, be. Donald Glover. So, I think it is.
But what do you think of him?
Yeah, I think he's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see it.
I wonder what the story's going to be.
I don't know. Probably how they met, how Chewie and Han got together, and you know how he gets the Millennium Falcon. I can't believe that there was like a center part that must have got blown up or something.
Is he Danny Glover's son?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure. He might be. But yeah, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, I want to see what the. Because the Millennium Falcon, it has blue colors. The freaking seats are actually yellow.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, bear with me.
Go.
Donald McKinley Glover was born at the Edwards Air Force Base in California and was raised in Stone Mountain, Georgia. His mother, Beverly, last name Smith, ran a daycare center, and his father, Donald Glover, was a postal worker. He is not, despite rumors related to the actor Danny Glover.
Oh, shit. Did not know that. I thought he was.
Well, the same last name.
Yeah.
Guess that's a thing. I don't know, brother. I don't know. I hope it's going to be a great movie. I'm excited as fuck. Millennium Falcon, love that shit. The original gentleman who played Chewbacca is still going to make the appearance, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
But he doesn't do like any of the action scenes. And they brought in like another actor to learn his like body movements and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So this has been the Star Wars episode. What are your thoughts?
Great episode.
Mm. My adjective of choice is
good.
Things that make me go,
So, yeah. No, you know, Star Wars.
But here's the thing. Had we had a guest on who hated the fucking thing, we could have had a more colorful
movie. My God, this could have been, yeah.
Because I have friends who are like, fuck that movie.
I just can't believe people were hating that movie.
I was shocked.
Yeah, I was.
Like, that's a great fucking movie.
I had to get off the internet. I was like, I got to get off. I have to get off the internet. People are cursing it to death, this movie. I'm like, did they see the wrong movie?
When did you see it? When it first came out?
No, me and Jules said we'll wait in a week. So we went all together as a family because Kai wanted to see it. Yeah.
I couldn't wait, dude. I don't work a lot in the winter as a roofer. So you know, money's saved up in the bank. I don't have to worry.
Yeah.
A couple days here and there when emergencies arise. But I'm off. And if I'm fucking off anyway, I'm going to see the fucking movie.
Yeah.
Now, it's funny because when Han Solo comes out, I'll be busy as fuck.
Yeah.
That's like my busy time of the year. So it's like, and I hate to go like on a weekend. Like if you go on like a fucking Saturday or a Sunday,
forget it.
It's just murder. So If you can creep in on like a Wednesday at like noon or something.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I like to see the movies. Are you a guy for IMAX or do you just go for the regular screen?
No, we get what... Well, we usually... The last few movies, I think we did see IMAX.
But what do you prefer as a viewer, a spectator?
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
I really don't have no preference.
I don't like 3D movies.
I mean, we saw Avatar in 3D, and I thought that was cool, but...
It's like 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, I know. Well, the second one's supposed to come out soon.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah. I think next year.
I had put off seeing Avatar...
Maybe this year, I don't know.
...for 5 years at least, and I think this wife made me watch it. And I was like...
Jake Sully. I don't like you, Jake Sully.
It's all right. I'm not fucking impressed. Is it still the highest grossing movie of all time? Is that true?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. See, this is why we need an RP in our lives.
Yes.
Robot Phillips to do our fucking our fact checks and stack your stock on the microphone with me. All right. We're going to wrap up the episode. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem.
So this is VexX along with
Robot Phillips
telling you to stay frosty.
Later.